right, so 13 minutes gone past the hour. From 11 o'clock, our major conversation this morning, we will be looking at the Osun elections, yes, and we'll be talking about that particular state as a case study of vote buying. So I look forward to getting to hear from you from 11 o'clock. But now, a bit on the light side, but still pertinent to nation building, is Nigerian doctors. That's what we're talking about this morning. The capabilities of Nigerian doctors. Now, I have lived, I have worked with medical doctors for at least the last 15 years of my life. I have come to love them. I have come to loathe them. I have come to be indifferent about them. But I have also come to respect them. Yes, to respect them. Now, recently in the news, I'm sure you probably caught this yesterday, and it probably will tell you a bit of our state of social skepticism right now. So the Vice President Yemi Osinbajo over the weekend, I think it was on Friday or so, you know, said, I'm in pain. I've been checking to a hospital. I might have to do a surgery. Something happened to me. It's nothing too serious, you know, but, you know, my knee's hurting and, you know, a precaution and things like that, right? So yesterday, it was made known that the Vice President, Yemi Osinbajo, successfully underwent a surgical procedure on his femur at a hospital located, you won't believe it, in Lagos. In Ikeja, in Lagos. Now, a statement by the hospital management said that the procedure was performed by a team comprising of 6 specialist doctors. Now, when it was made known that, the Vice President might not be feeling too good and might need surgery, on Twitter in particular, right, and also on Instagram, right, but Twitter, you know, was where I first saw the story, and then when I followed up on Instagram, sometimes you just go on and just observe and just wonder, okay, what do people say? And then I asked my neighbors and Lexina, who did I ask again? The person who helps with my hair, right? I've not cut my hair, but sometimes I just sit down and just talk to him. You know, I ask, hey, look, what do you think about Yemi Osinbajo, Vice President, you know, going to hospital in Nigeria? And the first thing him and a lot of people on social media made mention was, Adamante consigned me. On social media, there were calls or there were comments of disdain, indifference, some even ridicule. Some would say, when the hospital they on strike, they're no grief fixer, make him go do and there now. But he has done it, albeit in a hospital that was not disclosed. And you know, most of the hospitals, at least the really good hospitals, you know, in Ikeja, are usually private hospitals. But that's not the point. The point we're trying to I'm trying to bring up here is this: some Nigerians, sadly, were very antagonistic towards what the Vice President went through. And I think one can understand, because if your son or your daughter, your father or your mother has visited any hospital in this country, particularly the federal or state hospitals, and didn't get properly treated or even lost their lives, you may understand the level of vexation that they have. In the past, the president has been criticized for always going abroad for medical treatment. But here's the vice president who didn't go, by the way. Now, you can argue that, yes, it's a small treatment, something that maybe wasn't very serious. My question is this: does this surgery and the fact that it was carried out and done in this country, does it attest to the capabilities of doctors in this country? Very often you hear people say, oh, don't go to the hospital, Nigerian doctors, they are worse than killers. In fact, I went to one hospital, the doctor didn't know how to hold the syringe. The nurse was playing kalu kalu. But, you know, we hear the stories, and I'm not saying these stories are not true. I'm not saying that, you know, they don't have a level of credence to them. However, the reason why many Nigerians are still standing today, right now in 2022, is because of the actions, the activities, and the sacrifices doctors, Nigerian doctors who have not left this country, will be making for you and you. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Nigeria 2.3, good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning, June. My name is Daniel.
Welcome, Daniel.
The capability of Nigerian doctors. For me, I would say the capability of some Nigerian doctors, not all of them. I won't put them in one bracket. Seriously, we will not say we don't have a good doctor in Nigeria. That is a good one. But for Yemi Osinbajo in question, I am one of the person we show a lot of concern. First of all, appreciating for going to Nigerian doctors, but I believe it's a private hospital. That is what my own side is. If you expose it and tell me that I went to one of the teaching hospitals, I would say, oh, glory be to God. But even then, we'll not go to some of these government hospitals. So I don't need to know the doctors in the hospital, but I knew, I may be sure, maybe speculation, but it may be one of these private hospitals. So if it's private hospitals in Nigeria, why is it so? Because private man make it to be so. For me, I would say some of these hospitals in Nigeria, more especially the government-owned hospitals, may have not been there, be there. And I will listen to your news last week. Some people complain about rats. And some are even complaining about there's no light and all that. But it's not a good one if you ask me. And if people question some of the capability of some of these doctors, it will not in any way. You will question them. Some of us have some ugly experiences there. There are doctors. So whether we like it or not, I must say there's a very good one of them that has a capability of some medical doctors, but I cannot put all of them in one pitch. Corruption allows some of them to be there, and some of them are not supposed to be medical doctors. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Uche is in Alakaya. Oh, dear. Apologies to you, Uche. All right. WhatsApp 0090306416. All right, this one here says, "Good morning. What's the name of the last song you just played?" Oh, that's "Don't Worry, Be Happy" by Bobby McFerrin. And so, where was her surgery done? Was it a government-owned hospital? He should have gone to a government hospital. Nigeria 2.3. Good morning, please.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Welcome, Court.
Yeah, it's a. A right step in the right direction is something to emulate. Because whether private or public, we have still a booster that all the time you don't need to travel abroad for medical treatment. At least we have carried our money and spent abroad. But the money we could have spent there have been spent in Nigeria. It can even help to grow our economy also. At least all of them could have taken this step and be going to hospital in Nigeria, my brother. Our hospital here will have to be closed, either private or public. Even traveling abroad, we find out sometimes they travel abroad, they go to visit private hospital in abroad, not public hospital. So Osinbajo, I'm sure, a good step which other leaders to emulate. God bless Nigeria.
All right, thank you very much. Anele is speaking to us from NTA Road. Good morning to you, sir, and welcome.
Hello, good morning, Paul.
Yes, please. Good morning to you. Welcome. Thank you for calling, please.
You are the calling from NTA Road.
It's a pleasure to have you here this morning, sir.
Let me respond to the present topic. And let me take a clue. By the end of last week, who said, why didn't the weapon go to government hospital? If you are going to the government hospital, I see. The kind of treatment you get there. Recently, a cousin of mine had a problem with his knees and traveled to the US for the treatment. When he came back, he said, here in America, that no drug was given to him throughout the time he went for the treatment. And there were no fewer than four doctors attended to him. And some doctors that could attend to Obama. If you were to be sick, and that was during the time of Obama. And that is, you know, what you said. Anybody who goes to hospital here in Nigeria and comes back alive, go and do Thanksgiving in the church. You get me?
Yeah, we've had those scenarios, but here is the vice president who didn't travel abroad.
Yes, but he did it here in Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
He should have gone to Lut or any other government hospital.
Oh, no hospital.
He went to private hospital.
But we don't know that. We don't know that for sure.
Somehow careful.
But we don't know that for sure. Once again, it wasn't stated. We just said a hospital in Ikeja, right? We don't know that for certain. But even if it were the scenario that some people have been asking, that he should have gone to Lut, for example, or would have gone to any other primary healthcare whatever center, right? He's the vice president. All hands would have been on deck to attend to him. That would have been the case. It really would have been. I really don't see a scenario where the vice president will go to any hospital and he will be on the queue for 2 hours. Let's be honest. Let's be very honest here. But once again, credence to the capabilities of Nigerian doctors? What say you? When we come back, more from you.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Podhackers.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, welcome back. 29 minutes to the top of the hour. Good morning to you once again. My name is Jude. Our conversation this morning, we have just about 13 minutes or 15, just before we go for another obligation, is about Nigerian doctors, medical doctors. Now, my question is this. Does this surgery that the vice president just successfully underwent, does it give you more confidence in the capabilities of Nigerian doctors in Nigeria? I'm not talking about the ones in UK, in Norway, in the US, or in Canada, or in Australia. I'm talking about the ones right here in the country. Because you often hear, and I'm not blowing smoke up your bum. No. It's actually one of those things that has been recorded. Some of the most, if not the most educated group, minority group in the US are Nigerians. And lots of them are medical doctors. Now, it's not new news to find a Nigerian medical doctor pioneering or making, you know, headway or breakthrough in some field of endeavor, medically speaking, now in the US or in Canada. So people go, oh, yes, when our Nigerian brothers go abroad, they can do it. But there's a lot of criticisms here. There are a lot here of the Nigerian doctors who are in UPTH, who are in the River State University Hospital, who are in Otuwakai, in UBTH, in Lut, in FMCO Weri, you name it. There's a lot of criticism. That doctor, he didn't hold the injection well. In fact, that doctor is a small boy. I don't know why they're employing small boy doctors. But gentlemen, nobody is born old as a doctor. You it's not. If anything, the career of a doctor is one of apprenticeship. You are more or less an apprentice for about 15 to 20 years. You gather experience. That being said, it is worrying that when a man is undergoing some serious challenge, some Nigerians fed off of that particular challenge and said, serves him right. Yes, there were tweets, there were messages on Instagram to that effect. The vice president, he wasn't the warrior, making go. We no care. How that will affect Gary. See you, Gary. Somebody even said, can you find out how much fish is in the market now? You are telling me about Yemi Oshibanjo. What's our business with that? And then came the, what kind of hospital did he go to? Look at what they are doing with our money. But he went to hospital in Nigeria. It's kind of sad that not a lot of people expressed empathy. There were some people who empathized, who wished the vice president well, speedy recovery, and are doing so right now during this period of convalescence. There are people who are doing that. But it was not, but let's say unusual to find people who were to consign us. After all, in the chop money. So, he's gone through the process. Do you not believe that there are good Nigerian doctors? Do you believe the capabilities of a Nigerian doctor?
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Solomon joins us from Alakaya. Solomon, good morning to you and welcome. Oh, dear. Ima is near Boyin. Ima, good morning.
Good morning, Bro Jude.
Good morning.
Yes. The issue of our vice president went into surgery. Yes. The Nigerian doctors, some are good, some are not good.
You could say that. You could say that of any country on this planet. You have bad doctors, you have good doctors. You've had doctors who were serial killers in the U.S.
I'm referring to competent and incompetent. I want to give you an example. Last month, somebody was seriously sick, was taken to a hospital. Operated the person the first time. The operation was not good. They operated him the second time. But they didn't do it well. The third time they operated him, they didn't do it well. The fourth time they operated the same place. So the issue is that we cannot compare our doctors to American doctors from Germany, because Orthodox medicine was not founded in Nigeria. We got to learn from the white men that founded it. So the whole thing is that you could see the reference that a man made. If any person that goes to Nigerian hospital can survive, you go and give thanks in the church. And that was a fact and reality that man told you. Thank you.
Iman, thank you very much. Zion is in GRA. Zion, good morning to you. Welcome, please.
Point of observation, Orthodox doctor. Orthodox medicine was recognized in Africa first before any part of the world. Civilization started there in Africa, and the best doctors were located and found there in Africa. But they came here and stole away our documents. Nigerian doctors, licensed and registered, recognized by the Medical Association of Nigeria, they are the best. And they are all good to doctors. Globally, Nigerian doctors are breaking grounds. Even on the environment where other professionals, other citizens who are medical, they cannot via Nigerians are there. Immediately after the pandemic lockdown, some Nigerians were given opportunity abroad. And a little girl I call her a little girl because that was her point, about 24, 25. And what was she bragging about? When I was in Nigeria, and they called me small girl. Man, I don't see a small girl there now. In a theater, as a doctor. The truth is this. Our doctors are the best. Our consultants are the best. If they give you reports, you can attest it. It is next to none. Yet, in our environment is challenging. Most of them are working with a crude material. So what do you expect them to do? They will give you a crude result.
Ah.
And I think, of course, And okay. Some have gone the extra mile to even get, okay, let's open our own private hospital and we start to be professional in the whole system. But the question is, do we keep crying and lamenting? Can we also use our PBC to decide? Because I believe that if we get a professional as a Nigerian to be a president, it will give us a presidential and professional equipment.
Okay, all right, Zaya, thank you very much. We have Mufasa on the line. JJ is waiting in Rupoku. Mufasa, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Potako.
Welcome.
Well, you see, I think the question we should be asking ourselves is, why is it that when our doctors, you know, go abroad, they do well, whereas when they are here, you know, they think, you know, they tend to be underperforming. Now, they say potential without the essentials is inconsequential. How do you expect our doctors to thrive in an environment where they have to even go as far as using generator to, you know, conduct the surgical procedures? We just talked about, you know, the dilapidating state of UPTH. It was in your news a couple of days ago. And that is a teaching hospital. Ordinarily, that's supposed to be a facility where any kind of procedures should be performed, because that is where you train people who become doctors that will cater for the vast majority of Nigerians. But the facility is poor. That is why most times people tend to go to this private-owned hospital, because some consultants, they will save money, go and borrow money to set up, you know, a hospital. And the time they are able to put in the beds there. And when you go to those private facilities, you get the best of, you know, of Medicare and all of that. So what I'm saying in essence is, if we don't have good policies in terms of the health sector, our doctors will continue to end up underperform, especially in the public facilities. Go to our health centers, go to those primary healthcare, you know, facilities. The government has to put deliberate effort in place to ensure that they upgrade our health sector. That is the only way that our doctors can be true and true in their performance.
All right, thank you very much, Mufasa. JJ, Rupoku, JJ, do you have confidence now in the Nigerian doctors after VP underwent surgery here?
No. I have confidence before Osinbajo went for the surgery. After all, not the leg surgery, did he carry out any major surgery? We saw one governor there, I think Calabar State governor, that was in 2018, who had accident and said, no, I'm not going abroad. Treat me here, I'll stay to Nigerian government. What else do you need, Jude? I remember when there was a bird flu in France. You know, France is a major distributor of bird
poultry, yes.
In the entire Europe and almost the whole world.
Yes.
Nicolas Sarkozy came on there. I was eating bird, was eating chicken on there to make sure he gives people confidence. That was what society did then. You understand me? But again, if people have problems with going to quack and doing one operation for 4 times, I've not seen where one doctor will do operation, major one for that matter, and do it 4 times. That is no problem. Don't rub it on Nigerian doctor, for goodness sake. But I tell you, I have assessed hospitals and I've seen doctors working out systems with little or no infrastructure. Dude, I've heard my touchlight phone to help somebody, teach somebody. I run to UPTH sometimes ago. Doctor using their hands to work out things. Dude, during the COVID-19, when things were shut down, we saw countries, Saudi Arabia, UK, America, coming here to almost fetch our doctors and health workers without papers before they were stopped. You understand me? They are not good. Think the whole world could run to us, that the whole world they run to us. So for me, Jude, I think I had the confidence long ago, not because somebody did leg surgery. What did the leg surgery now? Can it cause somebody leg surgery to the worker? I better make a rest. Thank you very much.
All right, Emmanuel is in Kana. Good morning, Emmanuel. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mr. Jude.
Good morning.
Mr. Jude, whether the VP attended was attended to properly or not, Nigerian doctors ever remain the best. I can confirm it with every evidence and proof that Nigerian doctors are the best. But separate the Nigerian doctors from the Nigerians, medical, hospital, and the equipment they are using in the hospital. they are two different things. So we can always applaud the Nigerian doctor. They can perform the best in the whole world. They can do the best. But the question is that, the Nigerians, like the GP, why can't they equip the hospitals of Nigeria to meet up the standard that is in the other part of the Western world? They are in power. If they do that, the Nigerian doctors will give them the best. Thank you.
All right, Emmanuel, thank you very much. Solomon is on the line. Solomon is in Alakaya. Solomon, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Go on, Solomon. We have Chris in Atilari, so go on, Solomon. We have a minute, please.
Yeah. People are complaining about Nigerian doctors because they don't know their words. Because if they know their words, possible by now, they are bequeathing harm, upgrading them, going to push them to know more. And to be treated very well. Abroad, that they are running through. Let me shock you. Do you know the student that is attending to people? These men are going down to abroad. The students are attending to them. Not the senior consultant. The senior consultant will be kept in a particular place. The set of people will come that way to attend to them. Now, let me tell you one thing. In this country where we find ourselves, before you become a full-time doctor, you must go around the system. And if you have not gone around the system, you have not become a full-time doctor. Nobody will give you your own seat to become a full-time doctor. So why are we condemning the good works
of the Nigerian doctor
we have at hand?
Solomon Hex, a very good question. It's not easy to become a doctor. Why then are we so critical? Chris is in Atilari. Chris, good morning to you, please.
Yo, good morning.
Good morning.
Let me tell you the way I see. And you know, if you have not visited some of our hospitals, more especially UTPH and other things, I have confidence in Nigerian doctors. One of my sisters, she studied here, but she's doing well over there outside in Nigeria. And if we should have confidence on our doctors, who should use them to set an example? Is it not Mr. President and the politicians and our leaders? When our leaders choose to use outside doctors, how do you now want us to regard them? If the people that are supposed to showcase them to bring their handwork, then who follow suit are now running outside. What is pushing them outside? So look at the UPT. I'm supposed to take my father to the but they discouraged me after listening to one show they run about UPT. It's nothing to write home about. If these things that you think you start going there, the way the doctor talks to patients, the way the doctor talks to the patient that brought assist, is not good. The way they not be a treat to the patient. Patients, you have to manage the patient. They say, we are by God, because you are not going to bring you here. Say, let me give you injection. Is it how to treat it? What do you learn from the Nigerian doctor? The ones that are here, they are very rude. They are not people. They are not people qualified to be a doctor, because the doctor, you need to take your patient, because you don't know what that person is passing through. Somebody has to now go, you are still using another such word, bad mouth, with a patient. It's not good. Our Nigerian doctors and the nurses, they should change. This character they are using, you know, help them.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. So some criticisms about the actions and the activities of some Nigerian doctors. Now, there are some Nigerian doctors, Jude, are doing very well. These doctors work in very difficult conditions. Imagine a doctor using a phone to look through a microscope for tissue analysis. Also, some primary hospitals in Nigeria can compete with other hospitals outside Nigeria. Of course, the vice president is seeking sympathy from Nigerians. He should have gone to any federal government hospital. Interesting. All right. This one here says, Jude, I smell a rat. The VP going to the Nigerian hospital is eye service and political in favor of his party. Jude, it is the 00 hour. It is injury time. Desperate times call for desperate measures. That's my take, really. He's been overseas all this while. Why now? Why now? Why didn't they? Why haven't they been going since? Interesting comment there. A good number of Nigerian doctors, like their educational counterparts, have the right expertise and competence to deliver. The major banes to their professional practice are the poor work environment, welfare service, and lack of patronage from high-profile public office holders. Even when some politicians embark on their legendary medical tourism, they end up meeting with Nigerian-trained doctors abroad. Ben, yes, we are. All right, thank you very much. It's been great hearing from you this morning. So many comments, obviously, but it does seem that many people still believe in the abilities of the Nigerian doctor. My name is Jude. Hello, Pasako returns.